Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. It's Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center. And I mentioned prior to you coming this morning, there's probably not a week that goes by. I was actually talking to a gentleman last night, filming a video very late at his restaurant, dealing with a shoulder injury. And I said, have you ever considered, and your name came up.
All right.
There is not a day, a week, that somebody doesn't say to me, when I say, how are you? I'm good, but I'd be better if my hip didn't hurt, or my shoulder didn't hurt, or my elbow didn't hurt. And then I get into this long conversation about you and Dr. Ron, and it's like, more people just need to understand that regenerative cellular therapy absolutely can work at the Optilux Wellness Center.
Yeah, good morning. How are you? I haven't seen you in a month.
I know, it's been a long time.
What the heck? All right, so we are at the end of December here. We just had a regen night a couple nights ago, and it was busy. It was busy, and it's just like you said, people are... oh, I'm good, you know, happy holidays, all this kind of thing. But man, you know, my shoulder, my hip, and this kind of thing. And we hear it all the time. I love being the solution. That's awfully fun. I got to be my own solution this week. So full like disclosure, I had to get my own injections this week because my hip and I hurt my bicipital tendon. It's like if you you have your bicep and where it attaches up into the shoulder. I've been doing massage therapy for... this is my 26th year coming up.
Really?
Yeah. And in the last week, I have been just slammed with clients. And so I had done like 8 massages within a day, within 24 hours, I should say. And I don't know, my body was aching and I had like a bursitis happening in my right hip and my shoulder was hurting. And I came into the office and I looked at Doc and I was like, I can't move. I was 20 minutes late for work because I was having a difficult time walking my dogs in the leash, then the pulling, getting my shirt on. I was honestly hurting. And I knew we had regen night coming up. And I was like, obviously that's what we do. So I had PRP injections in both my shoulder and my hip. And here we are now Saturday morning. That was Thursday evening. Wednesday evening. And Doc texted me Thursday. He's like, hey, how you feeling? I'm like, sore, right? So I got to go through. I haven't had any injections done in a while. I haven't hurt myself in a while. But it was good for me to go back through the process of, you know, that nervousness right before somebody injects you. And like, you know, the doc is sitting there poking like right here and yeah. And it hurts there. Oh yeah, don't do that. And you know, that kind of thing. And just having him do like the orthopedic testing on me, you know, you turn your hand this way and you turn your hand that way and push against me. Just getting to go through that process again and honestly being proud of what we built, but also being excited that I knew that this pain was going to go away. So here I am Saturday morning and I can finally, I walked the dogs at, 5:30 this morning and I went up and down my steps. I have about 13 stairs to get into my place. I was able to go up and down the steps. I was able for Duncan to yank on the leash when he saw a rabbit run across, and it didn't hurt. And I can't tell you, just from my own perspective, how important that was, because I was genuinely having to ask my teenagers, and we all know the, mom, when you ask for certain things when they're busy, but I was having to ask them to just empty the trash. Wednesday or Tuesday night, I was trying to empty the trash bins from all throughout our house. And just for me to grab the little garbage can from the bathroom and flip it over into a bigger garbage bag, Rob, I couldn't do it. I was in so much pain. And I thought, this isn't good. I thought I had genuinely really hurt myself this time just from doing so much at work. And Carson was like, are you good? I said, Bubba, I I can't lift this little trash bag. So right now I can move my arm. I finally don't have any pain in it. And I was able to do the dogs and the steps. And that's what it comes down to for us, is people living their lives without being in pain, without having to introduce a drug or a surgery. Mm-hmm. And so I can tell you guys firsthand, when you have that hip bursitis, us ladies seem to get that. I don't know. It's a certain time in life where your hips really start to ache. This shot took care of it. I'm not even joking. Like, I can sit here now and honestly push into this tendon and on that bursa, and it doesn't hurt. And it was building up for a couple of weeks, because if I'm honest, I chickened out the first week and I was like, no, doc, it's okay. I'm going to give it some time and see if it settles. And next time you're here, I'll let you do it if it's still bothering me. And he came in the office. He's like, you're still limping. And I was like, I know, I've got to do it now. So even I put things off once in a while because I was busy. It's Christmas. I'm working. But I'm so glad that I did it, because now for this next week where it's going to be crazy,
right,
I'm not in pain. And so I encourage you guys, go through this process. It is so simple. It took all of 20 minutes to have it done. And I didn't have to, I went to work yesterday and massaged 4 more clients and did it without being in pain.
See, I don't think people realize when you get that type of pain, that's career that jeopardy right
it
there.
Is. Yeah. Cause I was being faced with having to cancel the rest of my week's massages. And I was able to go ahead and do it and actually have no pain yesterday.
Which is a great thing.
Well, it is, because you consider, I couldn't empty the trash on Tuesday evening. I got my injections Wednesday evening. I was just doing office stuff and helping my mom Thursday. And then I had clients on Friday, and I was able to work without being in pain. So here I am Saturday with full range of motion and zero pain. And I'm like, okay, what could possibly work better or faster? And I didn't have to lose any work.
That's fantastic. All right, so let me explain to you Optilux Wellness Center. This is the first time you've heard her, and it's kind of hard to believe she's been with us for years, but always that first-time listener. Regenerative cellular therapy, it is designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. It's the type of therapy that's great for knee situations, shoulders, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. They've been one of the pioneers, the front runners in the region with this. They've had success story after success story. She'll share some of those. We'll talk about the science behind it, how they do it, minimally invasive. You're going to love it. You'll be up and running in a very near future. So last night, another situation, a recently graduated football player from Slippery Rock, 24 years of age, same age as my daughter, Eva, went to school together for a short period of time. And we were chatting it up a little bit. And I said, well, how are you doing? And he goes, well, you know, I got this knee situation. Might have to have surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a shoulder situation. So once again, I mentioned Optilux Wellness Center. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're that age, you're rough and tough, and I'll kind of work through the pain. And, you know, because of sports medicine, they think that surgery is always the answer.
No.
But then I started thinking about all these athletes who are graduating from high school or graduating from the collegiate level, who are trying to go out into the business world or into life, and they're dealing with all of these post-game injuries.
Right.
The younger you are, the quicker you get into the Optilux Wellness Center,
yep,
you're going to begin a path of healthiness for the rest of your life. So don't put it off.
No, not at all. This is one of those things that you use as maintenance. You can do, everybody has heard me before. I've used this on my teenagers multiple times. I have 2 teen athletes, and it happens. They get hurt. They sprain an ankle. They sprain their back. You know, Cecilia plays field hockey. I don't know who created that sport, but that stick needed to be about a foot longer. They're all hunched over. So for chiropractic people, first of all, the sport kills me because they're hunched over. But, you know, she has sprained her back. We just took her to a tournament in Richmond, Virginia over Thanksgiving.
Right.
And she had sprained her ankle really bad. Her team, Fox Chapel, won Whitfields this year. But she sprained her ankle 2 days before the Whitfield final. And we shot her up with PRP. She played not only in Whitfields, she had a brace on. We did the PRP after that. And then that tournament, she had zero pain.
So let's take a break. We're going to come back. But I do want to remind you, you can actually call for this Saturday morning and leave your information. They will get back to you. They're on Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. The one and only Jessica Festa, back with more. And Katie Kay in just a couple of moments. Come on.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we're back with Jessica Festa. Now, let's kind of do the due diligence and let's just get down to the business at hand.
Okay.
So where do, and these questions, for those of you who have listened to us in the past, in one form or another, we always do this, mm-hmm. not necessarily in this form, because these are the things that you have to be reminded of if you haven't gotten off the snide and made the call. And for the first time caller, we're going to explain to you in detail what they do. But the bottom line is, you go, if they can help you, you're going to be pain-free. So if you're like she was when she was talking to begin the program, unable to even lift a trash bag, well, guess what? Game changer. So where do these stem cells come from?
So we actually purchase them from a stem cell bank. So one of the things that's really important to Doc and I is that we don't injure the body to help the body.
Right.
And I understand that sometimes you have to, but when you get to pick what you're going to do in life, we chose to not use drugs and surgery, if at all possible. So when we're working with patients, even our stem cells in the matrix, that regenerative cellular therapy that we're working with, we didn't want to have to drill into your hip and pull out bone marrow. Now I'm injuring you. I'm actually putting a hole in a bone and changing the way that your body is situated as it currently is. So what we decided to do was to purchase these from a stem cell bank. And there are several of them throughout the country. But what happens is they have mothers who are going to do a live cesarean birth. So just so that we're clear, there are no abortions involved in this. I thought that people kind of knew that and that just trickles down into society's knowledge base, but it actually came up again this past week with a patient and he was very worried about that. And I said, that's not where these umbilical cords come from. The moms have a live cesarean birth and it's pre-planned like an organ donation would be, so that they know they're going to donate their cord. Once the baby has been born and comes out, most of the time they throw the umbilical cord and the placenta away. Well, there are actually stem cell banks that collect these. And so there's a process. The mom has been tested ahead of time to make sure that there's no disease and there's no problems within her blood. And then, of course, everything is tested and retested. This is a very scientific process. But they actually pull these cells out of the Wharton's jelly. Wharton's jelly is known to be the best source of stem cells found, and it's found in the umbilical cord. And that's where these MSCs, these mesenchymal stem cells, come from. So that way, nobody was hurt in the process, not even you. And now, all that we're able to do is to give you growth potential. Instead of taking some of your cells, rearranging them, causing you to have an injury, you know, in the process, now we're just able to buy certain numbers of cells, 10 million, 20 million, 50 million, 100 million cells that are regenerative cells that only know how to go into the body and regenerate tissue. To regenerate tissue means to bring it back into existence. So if, like, my shoulder was damaged, I needed to regenerate tissue in there to undo the damage. So it's not a numbing, it's not a dumbing, it's literally regenerating tissue so that the problem is gone, the pain then goes away as well. And so we purchase these cells from stem cell banks. Just to let you guys know, and I know that it's not important to everybody, but to some of us it is, we do work with one particular stem cell bank. We have a few of them, but one of them in particular does not have anybody who has been vaccinated for the most recent, you know, worldwide vaccine. There's not enough research for me to feel comfortable 110% on what is going to come down the line 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. But what we do know is that, you know, these cells, they're not a blood product. And so you don't have to worry about having any kind of cross-contamination with any sort of a blood situation. And that's why they are transferable from this umbilical cord tissue to being bought by me and given to you. They are called immunoprivileged, so they're able to be transferred from person to person. It's not a blood cell. Whenever we're working with PRP, platelet-rich plasma, that is a blood product, but that's your blood product. So right. We're going to do a blood draw from you right there in my office, spin that in a centrifuge, put it into a syringe, and then give it back to you. So it's your own blood stays with you. But when we come down to this regenerative cellular therapy, it is from the Wharton's jelly of donated umbilical cords bought through stem cell banks specifically for you and what your protocol needs.
And just while we're on the whole legalese of it and all the things you need to know, FDA has approved this stuff.
Yes, this is all... Regenerative medicine's been around for upwards of 50 years now. It's just that now it has been studied. You could go on to PubMD. I don't know if you guys know that that's a website, but there's a website called PubMD. There's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of research papers. I always joke, I don't look good in orange. I'm not going to jail for your hip. So, everything that we do is approved and studied and very factual. Harvard, Stanford, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, they all have stem cell institutes where they are studying the use of stem cells, hopefully to get to the point where we don't have people dying on transplant lists anymore. That's not the kind of thing I'm getting to do as far as, you know, we can't isolate a cell and that sort of thing. In the United States, you're not allowed to kind of tinker with them. In these research labs, of course they are, but in practice, you're not allowed to mess with them. So they, you know, it's a very clean, tidy process now that the research has caught up and made it so easy for us to use and to understand that, you know, we're able to have clinics now full of people regenerating their own tissue that'll stay put. It's not going to wear off.
Her and Dr. Ron do amazing work, great teamwork. They get it done. If you got that little, hitching your giddy up and you keep saying, well, I'm going to have knee surgery, I'm going to have hip surgery, and you've been putting it off for 2 years, and here you are hobbling around another holiday, why don't you at least make the call, go get an evaluation. We're going to talk about something else they do, which is very popular, PRP, mm-hmm. platelet-rich plasma. This, not to say it's a quick fix, but for a lot of people, in and out, it's minimally invasive, and they're good to go. So here's the number. You can call right now if you want. Just go get that evaluation, 724-335-5210. Leave your first and last name and a working number. They can reach you during business hours throughout the week. Don't put it off. Get out of pain. Make 2026 a pain-free year. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. 706 Stevenson Boulevard. Jessica Festa back with your Pratt Pack on a Saturday morning at KDKA. 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Rob Taylor next with the news at 7.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are back with Jessica Festo, the Optilux Wellness Center. They're in New Kensington. You know, give the gift of someone getting out of pain. If you know somebody who's dealing with some issues and they go get a little bit of an evaluation, you get the price tag, you want to re-gift by saying, hey, let me cover the expenses for you. Hey, that's a great gift, too, to be able to say, happy holidays, and let's get you out of the pain so you can get the most out of 2026 and beyond. So it's 724-335-5210, 706 Stevenson Boulevard. Now, we were talking about, in the last segment, stem cells. And yeah, that's what they do, and it does work, and they've got success story after success story. But there's also something that is called PRP. It's platelet-rich plasma, mm-hmm. and this is absolutely incredible. One size fits all, maybe, maybe not, but it does work, and it has incredible success. Tell me about it.
Well, what's fun about platelet-rich plasma is it kind of is a one-size-fits-all. You can literally use this for so many things, and it's only a few hundred dollars. You know, so you're looking at something that is extremely affordable and extremely effective, and you still have the benefit of no downtime, and that it is helping your body regenerate tissue. So you're actually healing the situation, not covering it up and not masking it and holding it off for a later date. But what platelet-rich plasma is, so plasma is just part of the blood that contains the platelets. So platelets are activators of healing that are within your own blood, and they're all floating around and they're doing their job. But sometimes they get to the point where they're doing that job at a, I don't want to say a minimal level, but at a maintenance level. Let's go with that. But like for me, whenever my shoulder hurt or when my hip was hurting and this, like I had this bursitis going on in my hip, I turned to the PRP. I didn't have to go clear into regenerative cellular therapy and take on stem cells and the matrix and all that sort of thing. I was able to have a blood draw done. She drew four little tubes of blood. It takes about 1 minute to draw that kind of blood. And she spun that down for me. And those tubes, you'll see them. They first go in and it's all, you know, dark red with your blood in it. And then we put it in the centrifuge. And as you spin it, you know, the particles settle and the heavier things are on the bottom, all that kind of thing, like you do in science class. Well, that platelet-rich plasma ends up at the top. It's actually sort of more middle, but there's this yellow liquid that instead of it coming out dark red, it comes out yellow, almost like the color of hay. And the center part of that is like this sweet spot of PRP. We pull that up, put that into a syringe all by itself. Now, instead of it being a general maintenance dose floating around in your blood, kind of tinkering and healing a little bit of everything here and there, now we're taking this very concentrated version of it and putting it directly into your injury. So for me, my bicipital tendon was just agitated and you know, it probably had a slight tear to it because of the way that it felt. I drive to work and I still do like the 1970s where I have my coffee mug. I don't have one of those thermal things because I can't stand that I can't feel the coffee coming to my lips. So I have a coffee mug. It's a ceramic and I had my Winnie the Pooh coffee, the mug, and I could not lift it to my lips while I was driving. So I'm driving with my left hand, trying to drink coffee with my right, and I couldn't do it.
Frustrating.
Well, then I was in this position of, well, I can try to drive with my right hand and drink my coffee with my left, but I didn't feel like I could do much with my right hand. So we've all been in these positions, but this PRP, this platelet-rich plasma, was now in its condensed form. And he injected it directly into the problem area of my shoulder. And I'm drinking coffee and driving and massaged four people yesterday, back to back, no break in between, like actually no break in between. And I have no pain today. So what happens with PRP is once you put it into the injured area, now it floods that tissue surface and it gives the body the ability to go, and it drags it all in and it activates the healing. So it's not just the PRP that's going in there doing the healing. It attracts the other parts of the cellular system that come in and have that tissue regrow. So you can have a tear. You can have that young man you were talking about with the shoulder and the knee.
I tried to tell him.
Buddy, if you're listening, you know, honestly, you can fix a tear with just PRP. So you don't always have to get surgery. And in a lot of instances now, even the surgeries, they're doing a little bit less surgery, a little bit more minor of a version, and introducing PRP while the person is in surgery.
Why is it? And I was 24 once, okay? Mm-hmm. And you have a young son.
Yep.
And I'm sure Dr. Ron can relate. Men have this thing about, I can handle the pain.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
And I've done it, and I still do it. Not as much as I used to. Yeah. I can push through it. But believe me, in the long run, that's not healthy.
It's not, because now the tissue starts to get scar tissue. And then all of a sudden you're 45 and you try and go do the turkey bowl. You know, when the guys all go out and they think that they can still hit each other.
Right.
And then they're sore until New Year's. Okay. So if you would heal these things as they come, and heal them completely, not with the waited out. Yes, there is a waiting game involved in healing, but it's not going to do as complete of a job. And you start to have it's like getting dents on your car. You know, if you don't kind of fix the dents and the scratches as these minor ones come up, in about 10 years, your car looks a little cruddy. And, you know, it can only take so many shopping carts to the door before you're like, you know what, I really want a new car. This one it's not nice and shiny anymore. You don't get to trade in your body. You can cut parts out and try and replace them. They're never as good as the original. And so what we want to do is to maintain your health and the integrity of the tissue throughout the entire body. So whether that's with something like PRP, both products are injectable. Both products require zero downtime. What we do ask maybe is that you don't take any anti-inflammatories for a couple of days, that you don't drink alcohol for a couple of days, that you really give, especially with the mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix, you want to give them a nice start and they take it from there. But, you know, these are things that are easy for you to use and say, you know, call in and be like, Jess, you know, my son or my daughter or myself or whomever, we've got this issue. Can we run in and grab, you know, get some PRP done? PRP is not, it's not such a serious medical procedure that I have to do all kinds of testing and all kinds of things for. This is because it's your own blood. All I'm simply doing is rearranging it into a condensed version of your blood and giving it back to you. So there's no scary, like, well, I have to know exactly what, you know, this, that, the other. It's a very simple process for us to do. So we can get you in on the next regen day. We always try and have spots available. And because it's an easy enough procedure where you are actually the product, I don't have to order your cells when you're the product. Now I'm able to just fit you into the schedule. You know, if anything, you're just waiting for that centrifuge to spin and, you know, it could be a half an hour or so.
All right, listen, don't waste time. Make the call. Get out of pain. Don't start the new year off being in pain. And I know a lot of you are thinking, well, I'm just going to have surgery. At least give it an opportunity before you do go under the knife. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. All right, here's the phone number to reach her and Dr. Ron at the Optilux Wellness Center, New Kensington, Stevenson Boulevard, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. Hey, if you're watching in the Metropolitan Window video screen, you can do so and hear this show stream live by going to kdkradio.com and clicking on KDK Watch. It's your Pratt Pack along with Jessica Festa. Don't forget the Odyssey app. It's a free app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Traditionally, KDK 100.1 FM, AM 10. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, you need to, so you can see everything happening in the studio all the time. Back with more right after this on KDK.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
All right, we are back. Final segment, final show of the year.
What on earth? Where did 2025 go? Listen. And here's the question. Are you all still in pain with, I'm sure if you are listening to this show, you likely also heard us on our last show of 2024 when I told you guys, let's get in gear and make 2025 feel better than 2024. So did you do it? Or do you need me to say it again for 2026? I hope that you guys will come in soon. Honestly, it's life-changing. I get to watch this every day with our patients.
You realize we as a team are entering our seventh year.
Is it really 7 years? Oh my gosh. Well, lucky seven. Go us.
Well, listen, it's because of what you and Dr. Ron do. And it brings me joy, Jessica, when somebody follows up and they get out of pain.
I love that so much.
And then they come back and say, I can tell you this week when I'm at the Feast of the Seven Fishes, somebody will come up and say, you know, I called them and they helped me.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm able to be here with you. I mean, it'll happen. I know because it's happened before. That's what I get out of what I do.
I love it when folks go from sitting in their, you know, home or their car listening to us and then they make the call and then I get to meet them and they always have questions about you. I'm like, oh, well, I've met him out, or you're everywhere. You are literally everywhere. So people have known you for how many years have you been in radio?
Long time.
A long time.
40.
Okay. So you're trusted, but you are known throughout the community and they trust you. So when that trust gets transferred and then they come and they trust me to even have that consult and have that conversation of, okay, well, I've heard you, you know, in bits and pieces on the radio. Can this work for me? Is this something that's for me? When I get to tell them yes, and then they go through with it, and then they have results, I can't describe to you. We have to go through so much as business owners to just stay in business. This is why I do it, though. I mean, the passion and the point of our purpose on this planet is that we want people to live longer, to have better health, to feel better, to enjoy themselves, and to not let drugs or surgery take away from that. And so to get to, this is my 30th year in practice. I can't believe that I can even say that, but this is 30th year in practice for me, 32nd, I believe, or 33rd for Doc. And this is what we do day in and day out. And I love just watching the transformation go from skeptical to celebrating their result.
All right. So let's talk about the bottom line. Minimally invasive.
Yeah.
All the good stuff that we talk about. Somebody once again is saying, all right, how much is this going to cost me? We've never backed down from that.
No.
But when you think of, if you go the surgical route, the hospital copay, the prescription prices, and we all know if anything, the price of prescription medicine never goes down, it goes up.
Oh my gosh, right?
you are going to save money in the long run and a whole lot of aggravation going through rehabilitation, being in a hospital, downtime, missing work.
Your copay for PT for at least minimum of 6 weeks.
And you may prevent from actually having a part of your body being taken from you forever.
Yes. Yes. This regenerative medicine, so all I need you to like grasp a hold of and hold it so tight and put all of your beliefs in it is that it's the opposite of degeneration. So regeneration is creating life, is creating new tissue, is bringing something back into existence that currently is not there. Degeneration is the taking away of tissue, the breakdown, that aging process. This is literally how you anti-age, because I'm able to help you rebuild your own tissue so that the problem doesn't exist anymore. If the breakdown is no longer there, then you're back to healthy and whole. Where I'm not trying to hope that this surgery works or hope that this medication doesn't have a bad side effect. We all know that there has been no cure in medications. The common cold still runs rampant. There's no cure. There are a lot of side effects. And I can't laugh hard enough whenever I watch TV and they run through the side effects. And
quickly.
Why? Yeah, so quickly. But why are you guys still willing to trade that? You're really smarter than that.
Do you know there are people every day who begin, spend, and end their day taking anti-inflammatory drugs?
Oh, absolutely. I see it all the time.
I mean, it's like coffee, anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sandwich, lunch, anti-inflammatory. Yep. Dinner time, maybe a vitamin, but they always have the inflammatory.
So for me personally, you know what's aggravating about that? Is that they will regiment their taking of these NSAIDs.
Right.
But they will not regiment, and they act like I'm asking way too much for them to take something like SPM or green lip muscles or something that's a natural supplement of anti-inflammation, but where we're starting in the gut to reduce inflammation from a systemic level. You know, you end up with autoimmune diseases quite often because your gut is a mess.
Right.
And if you aren't willing to drink a shake and take a few vitamins first thing in the morning, but you are willing to take these anti-inflammatories 3-4 times a day and you have that regimen, I want you to reconsider that. Is that working for you? Is there any end in sight to that? And I have to let you know that those anti-inflammatories, those NSAIDs, actually accelerate arthritis. It actually accelerates the degeneration of your tissue. So what you are taking to numb this problem is actually making this problem worse, faster, just while keeping you numb to it. But these pills also destroy your gut, and you can end up with stomach ulcers, with colon issues from it. Whereas if I can take you in an entirely different direction, you're still going to swallow a pill. It's right. Still going to be the same. I got to take a sip and swallow. But you're taking something that is adding life to your body, adding healing to your body at the cellular level. It's a whole different game. So let's change the game for 2026.
Don't put it off. Make the call. You can do it right now. First and last name and a working number. They can reach you during the week. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. To you and Dr. Ron, your children, your mother, your staff, happy holiday and a very early birthday wish to you, because it's coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah, I've got a birthday coming up New Year's Eve. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, all of it. And Happy New Year, you guys. I'm really blessed to have been here with you for this past year and looking forward to next year.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You truly are a class act of what you do at the Optilux Wellness Center. Jessica Festa getting ready to leave the building, but she will be back in 2026. And we'll be back after Rob checks the news. Brian Caranta is in studio today, and he's always got a lot to say when it comes to your finances as we continue on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
7:30.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.